Good afternoon. I'd like to call to order the May 12, 2026 Parks and Recreation Committee meeting. Holly, roll call, please.
Candace Rutledge.
Here.
Steve Bach.
Here.
Brandon Marks.
Here.
Manoj Batar.
Here.
Catherine Prussian will be late. Ben Huey.
Here.
All right, we have a quorum.
Are there any agenda changes? Okay, hearing none, let's move on to persons to be heard for items. We are at persons to be heard for public participation on any item off the agenda, not to exceed 3 minutes. Not seeing any public present to put forth anything. So we can move on to approval of minutes. For April 14th, 2026 meeting, is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I move we approve the minutes to the April 14th, 2026 meeting.
I think we're ready to vote on that. Holly, can we get a roll call?
We just need a second first.
Oh, sorry.
A second.
Now I think we're ready for a roll call vote.
All right, on the motion to approve the minutes, Ben Huey,
Yes.
Brandon Marks,
Yes.
Manoj Batar,
Yes.
Steve Black,
Yes.
and Candace Rutledge.
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0.
Next up, reports. Can we get some reports from the city staff?
Sure. Hi. Kevin Knox, Parks and Recreation Manager. Very exciting times here coming up with a lot of our camp registrations. Camp is full. We have wait lists started on that. Again, like I said, I think I mentioned this last time. If we could add another adult and a couple more kids, we would open up those wait lists and take in more. Haven't hit that yet, so still looking for maybe another couple of people to work with us over the summer. Real fun job. Being paid to play. Anyway, we had most recently had private swim lessons registration opened up, and most of those sessions filled inside of 4 minutes. So went really fast. This next week we have group lessons and gymnastics opening up, so got a lot more programming coming up here. We have other things on the horizon, some tennis lessons for the summer, hopefully our aviation camp coming back, just some various different things there. Little update on the senior center. The Swan Lake Senior Center has been closed for the past month due to a sprinkler system upgrade. And that upgrade is substantially complete at this point, not charged and certified for occupancy yet, but we're really hoping here at the end of this month that we'll be back in. As a part of that reopening, we're going to do a little spruce up at the senior center in cooperation or in partnership with AARP's Community Action Team. So we're hoping to, put a little paint on some areas, clean up the parking lot, maybe even paint some lines there so it's a little bit more easy to squeeze a few cars into that little space. The lights in the senior center were upgraded to include LED bulbs and a better Kelvin so that they're a lot brighter. It's a more of a bright white. So it's quite a bit brighter in there. It looks really nice. The lenses were all cleaned up, so that's all real great. And we're going to be doing some clean out and some hopefully some optimization of the spaces to be used there at the senior center so we can do more programming. Yeah, that's what we've got. Yeah, that's city property. The Catholic Community Services have been operating out of there on a MOU since 1984 or seven, I forget. But we have, yeah.
All right, I got here just in the nick of time. Kent Smith, grounds maintenance, and of course we are mowing. First mow of the season today. We're trying to do the seawalk, so we're a little crazy, but and of course it's been little hiccups here and there, but we're getting it figured out. But yeah, spring, summer is here, and we are busy. We've got most of the athletics facilities are up and functional. So hopefully we can get normal rotation of dragging and other miscellaneous things that we upkeep on those. Also, I'd like to say a thank you to variety of different people. The Jeremy Strong did his trashathon with, I think, the track team. So they got like almost 4,000 pounds of trash that they threw away this last weekend. There's also been a couple different community groups that have gone out to do dog waste pickup. So I wanted to say thank you to those people and their efforts. And then today, Trailworks was on the cross trail fixing a culvert, doing some rock work. Looks great. It's been a problem area that I knew was going to continue to be a problem, but hopefully that will mitigate for a while. As far as the season goes, we are just now getting into the lawn stuff. So we'll be out there mowing the lawns, making everything look pretty. And we're doing some work out here in Centennial and in front of Mean Queen, but that's not Parks and Rec. So, but swing by there, take a look at that. It looks nice. Field chalk for the fields. We're dangerously low on that right now. My supplier doubled their price on the field chalk this year. So I had to get multiple quotes because we were well over our purchase limit. So I'm going to hopefully get that ordered today from my supplier in Washington and get a couple chalks. Couple pallets of chalk here so the softball, baseball, and other users have access to that. And other than that, I can't think of anything else that's pressing.
Just have a quick update. We've had requests for audio for board and commission meetings to be posted online for a while now. We haven't done that, but we are starting this month to do that. So just to be aware that the audio will be posted of all board and commissions online after the meetings. We have a new website, so we thought it'd be a good time to start doing that.
All right, I'll make sure I don't say any cuss words next time.
On the record. Just Ben from Sitka Trailworks Hat. We hosted the fourth annual Trailmaster Summit this last weekend, which is an open to the public and partners training in the concepts, theory, and application of trail construction and maintenance. We simultaneously had a chainsaw certification course running. Kent and Marissa from the city were in that chainsaw course, and Alan, a grounds worker, was in our trails training. We also had state parks and Forest Service staff in attendance, as well as a bunch of community members. The Forest Service flew in, staff flew in from Wrangell for it, beginning to be a broader training. And so we're getting more volunteers educated on how to do this work. And as part of that, in the afternoon, we started a retaining wall on the side of the cross trail, which we finished up today on one of those spots where it gets narrow at a creek and it's kind of eroding out. So bolstering those edges with stonework, which is very labor intensive, but important stuff. We have our two crews are under training right now at Sitka Trailworks, and we'll be starting on Mosquito Cove next week and then turning to Indian River in early July, early June, and then hitting a bunch of different trails around for the season. That's all.
Can I chime in real quick? I did forget to mention I have hired seasonal summer help. I am at full capacity with that. So I've got my two building and grounds attendants who are going around opening, closing, and cleaning the restroom facilities. And then I've got two grounds temps and then one more that will be starting, I believe, on the 21st. And they are all returning. So I've got a crew of people that know the grounds, and so not a lot of training that's going to have to happen this summer, so that's really nice.
Okay, thank you. Any other relevant reports? Okay, let's move on to well, we have no unfinished business, so we can move on to new business. Approval of commercial recreation land use permits. Kevin Knox may have a reminder for the committee about the process.
Sure. You guys gotten, fairly practiced at this since we've been reviewing permits here the last few meetings. Just as we go through, if you just go through and be real clear about following the outline sheet there on the motion sheets, that just helps us as staff make sure that we've got all of our boxes checked and whatnot, and that the motions are clear. We've got applicants online, I believe, or maybe at least one I saw. Yeah, they're open for questions if they're here. Well, and I'll just preface too that I did review the for both the Baranoff Warm Springs applicants. I reviewed the numbers that we're looking at right now. We're still within our guidelines, but that groups per week is getting very close at this point. The two applicants that are on here today don't visit very often, and so it didn't really change the number much, but we're getting very close to that 18. It's like 17.7 or something like that right now.
Including the new
Yes.
applicants.
Okay, first up, we have Alaskan Luxury Cruises. Is Jeff Gorton present online with us? Do we have him? Okay. Okay, so we
Tap
can
to
take.
unmute. Can you hear me?
Yes. Okay, if you want to go ahead and introduce your company.
I'm having a little trouble here right now. I didn't hear that. I was looking at my phone. Can you guys hear me?
We can. Can you hear us?
Yep, now I can hear you good. And my name is Jeff Gorton, owner and captain of Alaskan Luxury Cruises and Baranoff Warm Springs user on occasion.
Thank you, Jeff. Okay. Do we have any questions from committee members?
I'd be
I don't
curious,
have
Jeff.
any questions. Yeah,
Jeff,
go ahead.
we got your application in front of us and we've seen the outline. I'd love if you could just give a real brief overview of what type of use you're expecting and a quick overview of your season.
We have five trips booked this year, and hopefully on all five of those trips we will visit Baranoff. And the amount of people maximum would be, six clients and one guide slash walker that would go with them. And out of last year, we never had the full group even go. So some people wanted to walk up to the grotto and but most people, they didn't. They were just fine using the tub at the top of the dock, and we just kind of hang out there for the evening, anchor the boat out in front, take a skiff over to the dock, and do that. We had one group that was a little more adventurous, and they wanted to walk all the way up to the lake. This year we do have one group of people that really wants to hike, and what we'll probably do is is take inflatable paddle boards and backpacks with us and hike up to the lake and inflate them and let them paddle board around the lake. And maybe visit the grotto on the way back down. Something along those lines, but not not extreme usage.
Great, thanks.
Do you guys have any other questions for me?
Hi there. I'm just curious, how long would you say do your visits ashore in Baranof usually last?
Oh, not more than an hour and a half or 2 hours tops. I mean, people can only sit in that thing. It's hot, and people can only sit in it for like, 20 minutes maybe. So by the time you kind of meander your way up there, depending on if there's salmon berries or not, people like to eat a few salmon berries and leisurely walk up to the grotto. And then, 20 minutes maybe in the water, maybe 30 minutes in the water, and then back down and back in the skiff and gone.
And how do you address I mean, leave no trace, obviously, but specifically, using the restroom while they're ashore.
We haven't had anybody that wanted to use the restroom while ashore, and we tell everybody, hey, there's no bathroom along the way, so be sure you go to the bathroom before we leave the boat.
Thanks.
Do we have any public comment? No pressure, Barb. So,
KK, we're looking at Alaska luxury cruises. I could make a motion.
any committee discussion or deliberation? KK, if you have any questions, we can get you up to speed before we
go ahead. I don't want to slow the motion.
I move to recommend approval of the commercial recreational land use permit as requested by Alaskan Luxury Cruises.
Second.
I guess what I'm feeling is that if it fits within our cumulative use and they're following the guidelines, then it's an approvable permit.
As Kevin stated, that we still have room within the bounds of what we're trying to do, the guidelines.
I mean, the conditions that we've set on others are that group size, and they're already adhering to that in their application. So, as long as they stick to that group size of six.
Okay, Holly, we're ready, I think.
On the motion to approve the commercial recreational land use permit as requested by Alaskan Luxury Cruises, Ben Huey,
Yes.
Brendan Marks,
Yes.
Manoj Batar,
Yes.
Catherine Prussian,
Yes.
Steve Black,
Yes.
and Candace Rutledge.
Yes.
The motion passes 6-0.
Okay, moving on to Sitka Van Tours LLC. Do we have Kowali on the phone?
I just have one quick thing to say. Thank you guys very much for your time. I appreciate it. And keep all the good work for the hot springs and everything that's going around there. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.
Have a good day.
You as well. I think Kowali's probably on a tour right now with the tourists in town right now. So we can proceed to public comment. Okay. Barb, no? Okay. We can move on to committee discussion deliberation and look over the packet and see if we have any. Oh. Kowali?
Kevin, just a background. So we're reviewing this because it came in late after the deadline. Okay. Any comments on our cumulative status of these trails?
Again, it's within the threshold on Thimbleberry. Thimbleberry is very close to hitting its max, though.
Several of these are not ours, right? Several of these
Right. And some of
requests.
those, yeah, like Magic Island, we don't have any jurisdiction over. Sandy Beach parking lot, we do, but it's not an area that
Permitting.
we're addressing within the land use plan. Whale Park isn't technically in the land use plan right now, but it is one that we have been kind of tracking and we will be including in the 2027 plan. So.
I guess one thing I'm thinking of is if we approve this, how do we inform them that we're not approving them on the things that aren't
When
ours?
I issue their letters, it
Okay.
outlines the ones that they are approved
Awesome.
for,
Thanks.
so I don't include the other ones here.
Does anyone have a little background on this company? Have they been operating for a while, or is this their first year?
As far as I know, at first they launched nature watching tours via six pack one, and they've expanded with Kuali's partner Gary.
So,
Captain
yeah,
Gary,
it's Gary
yes.
Downing.
So they've been operating responsibly for quite a while, and from what I know. Any other discussion, deliberation before possible motions?
Is Indian River, that's above our number, right? 12 is a bigger group size than we have. I think Ben's looking. Maybe we could just be safe and make a motion that's within the approved limits.
James,
that more than one.
Yeah,
well, maybe this there is one.
I spent over 14.
So we can do just approved limits.
Oh, okay, I haven't heard that it was increased, but I think that would come up with us too.
I move to propose the following conditions of approval that the applicant, so long as the applicant's use falls below the approved limits for Indian River and Thimbleberry.
Seconded.
Okay. I think we are ready for a vote.
All right. Let's hope I get this right. So, on the condition, we want to approve this on the condition that Sitka Van Tours falls below the approved limits for Indian River, and Thimbleberry. There he is. Brandon Marks.
Yes.
Manoj Batar.
Yes.
Catherine Prussian.
Yes.
Steve Black.
Yes.
Candace Rutledge.
Yes.
And Ben Huey.
Yes.
Motion passes 6-0 on the amendment.
Move to accept or approve the applicant's permit subject to the conditions we just put on the record.
Seconded.
Okay, I think we're ready for another vote.
On the motion to recommend approval of the commercial recreation to land use permit requested by Sitka Van Tours, subject to the proposed conditions, Manoj Batar.
Yes.
Catherine Prussian.
Yes.
Steve Black.
Yes.
Candace Rutledge.
Yes.
Ben Huey.
Yes.
And Brandon Marks.
Yes.
Motion passes 6-0.
Okay, now we have Alaskan Outlaw Adventures. Is the applicant present via Zoom? Okay, so we can committee members review the packet, refresh your memory on this applicant. In the meantime, is there any public comment? So, any committee discussion deliberation?
And I'll just note, in my conversations with this applicant, they only visit Warm Springs once, maybe twice a year during that season. So during that 27 weeks, they're maybe there once or twice. So their groups per week is extremely low when you consider it fractionally.
And are we 6-1? Is that bare enough? Okay. So we do have a condition change for this one. It looks like they've got 6-2.
I thought we went back and forth on this because having more oversight was beneficial. Do we end up with a limit on guides?
No, guys don't count.
Guides don't count towards the limit because we want more oversight, not less. They said they're bringing a deckhand and the captain ashore. Is that what you're referencing, KK?
I just want to interject back to the last one. Indian River is 7 plus guide. Had been updated, was the most recent update I can find was 7 plus guide.
Well, I'm just glad to see Alaskan Outdoor Adventure, Outlaw Adventures following the law here. Yeah.
I guess I'll just say, I mean, 2 to 3 hours is I guess it's not shocking that they're spending that much time, have a picnic and everything else. The concern is that, you have to use the bathroom, there's no facilities. So, again, I just think a reminder or, making sure that I think that there's guidance in place, right? That requires them to leave no trace and all of this. Like, that's all baked in, right? We don't need to put that on every
Yeah. In the
applicant.
leave no trace principles, it's
Yeah.
kind of outlined and
And obviously there may be emergencies. Somebody's got to do what they got to do. I mean, but hopefully, again, leave no trace, we wouldn't have the issues that we're even having.
Right.
Hey, Kevin, how close are we on Baranoff? Are we close?
Yeah, Baranoff groups per week is very close. It's like, just tenths under our weekly.
This might be the last group that we approve this year.
Unless somebody else comes through with a extremely, you know, infrequent visit. Yeah.
And we're all late in it, so.
Right. And I believe we're up to 36 operators now at Baranoff. It's by far the majority of permit applications. So.
Anybody move? I would move to recommend approval of the commercial recreational land use permit as requested by Alaskan Outdoor Adventures.
Second.
Okay, we're ready for a vote.
On the motion to recommend approval of the commercial recreational land use permit as requested by Alaskan Outlaw Adventures, Catherine Prussian?
Yes.
Steve Black?
Yes.
Candace Rutledge?
Yes.
Ben Huey?
Yes.
Brandon Marks?
Yes.
Manoj Batar?
Yes.
Motion passes 6-0.
Thank you, Holly. Okay, now we're on to looking at the Parks and Recreation Master Plan, RFQ, and appoint members to the Sitka Recreation Foundation Work Group. Kevin Knox has a short introduction.
Sure. Kevin Knox, Parks and Rec Manager. I serve as the staff liaison to the Sitka Recreation Foundation. The foundation recently put out an RFQ to solicit contractors for the creation of the Parks and Recreation Master Plan. The assembly helped with some of the funding for that. They'll be also having to do some additional fundraising or expenditure of their own funds to be able to complete the plan. But they did have one response back, and has the foundation has selected that contractor and has started to engage with them to negotiate some of the scope of work and other details that'll kind of come forward. Barb Morse is here too as a foundation board member. Ben also sits on the board as well. But the group is looking forward to, you know, starting some of that work. And some of that work is going to include an engagement with this whole body as a committee, but also kind of pulling in a one, maybe two members to help with some of the just the, you know, the underlying tasks that have to be completed and work with the contractor to kind of bring this to the community to be able to and get a really good picture of what we would like to see as a community as a whole for our recreation and parks for, you know, tomorrow and into the future. So if we want to have Barb, you want to come up and talk a little bit about it?
Thank you, Kevin, for the introduction. You did a good job outlining it. As you all know, you know, the master plan for Parks and Rec hasn't been updated for quite a while. And in the past, it often fell in the purview of Parks and Rec Committee to move that along. But this time, you know, we did decide to step up and help with the process because it is, it's been a long time since it's got done. So it's a much broader and, you know, it's not just an update, it's a new plan basically. So we definitely want to have some involvement, engagement with the Parks and Rec Committee. I think, as Kevin mentioned, you know, our first steps will likely be more negotiating with Corvus Design, who was the one that submitted. They're the same entity that has done master plans for other communities, both in Southeast Alaska and further afield, so in Alaska. So, you know, I think we will be working with a good entity, but I also anticipate that they'll come in probably double with the money that we currently have. And, you know, we'll be looking at the scope of work, which is sort of the, you know, laid out right now. I don't know how many of you have read thoroughly the 20 pages that's in your packet, but, you know, it's kind of the Cadillac version of what we might get. And so we'll be looking at once they come up with numbers for us, and hopefully, you know, some of you will be involved in sort of deciding what is absolutely necessary for a good master plan and, you know, what might just be a want that we, you know, will not be able to afford. And we may also likely have to fundraise or get some additional funds. So, you know, we'll be working with that because we definitely want to have a good product when we're done. So having someone involved in those early stages would be great too. It'll be throughout the process, though. I think it was on page 34 of your packet is what I noticed. It sort of outlined the whole process. And I think another, you know, whoever chooses to be involved, just like myself, I do plan to be involved in the master plan process, but there may be some elements of it that I'm not that involved with because of my interest and skill level. And it doesn't mean, you know, you commit to being intensely involved at every step over the next 6 months. But like the community and public engagement piece, I think will be very important for Parks and Recreation Committee as the city's outward facing, you know, with recreation to be involved with. So I would see that as something that would be important. Yeah, and I know, Kevin, you actually had been in contact with Corvus. We were supposed to be setting up a meeting this week. Has that been set up?
We haven't set it up officially yet, but we're still kind of looking at dates. Maybe this Friday is probably the date that we'll be looking at, not sure on the time.
Right. So when we know, you know, can we get out to committee members or if there's anyone in particular that might be interested, you know, that would be great.
Do you have a schedule in mind for the meetings for the work group?
I would think early on would be, well, we really won't really get started with the whole thing till the fall, you know, the actual, you know, no one really engages in the summer, but the planning piece of negotiating, I think it'll depend on how soon they get the cost back to us. That's when it may be a bit of work. And I would guess that would be in 2 or 3 weeks or so within the month that we don't have a meeting where we'd really look at what our scope is, what we want to choose to do within what they proposed. You know, so that would be an important meeting. And after that, I would imagine that, you know, there, I would say no more often than, what would you think? I would think there might be times we meet every 2 weeks, but I would think monthly would likely be it.
Yeah, and I would guess that a lot of the meetings would be virtual, just because Corvus is located over in Juneau. There is also a firm that's down in Ketchikan that will be engaged in some of the engineering and cost estimates. And then Anderson Land Planning here in Sitka, Monique Anderson, is also one of the subcontractors within the proposed plan at this point. So Monique would be involved as well. But like Barb said, though, a big piece of the big bulk of the work will start happening probably in the fall. The timeline right now is outlined to start in June and end early summer, if late spring next year. So to have a full plan, draft plan in front of the assembly, May or June of next year.
And I would just, though, reiterate that meeting where after we get the costs back and are looking at, you know, defining the plan as we move forward, that will be an important meeting that wouldn't involve Corvus. That would be our work group looking at it and making sure that we're not missing anything as we, you know, decide on the scope and process that we want to adopt.
I will stay engaged as a board member, and I'd also volunteer to step up and be more engaged if you need somebody from the board.
Great.
And I'm curious if I don't know if you've given them what exists at this point, but I would hope that the pump track and the bike trails that were developed, since they are city owned, that those are incorporated into the existing plan.
So what we've provided them so far is the draft that was developed by this committee a few years back, and so they have that bulk of information and kind of those assets, but they'll also be given some of the data and asset management that the city currently has, which includes almost all of our quite a few of our parks and recreation assets. One of the things that we will have to try to define or decide whether we want within all of that is our indoor facilities as well, or our school facilities, but almost everything else is there within the asset management system. So we'll be providing all of that data to them. And then again, like Barb's pointing out, we'll have to look at, how big the picture is that we really want to or can't afford to look at.
Right. And an important part, I think, when I mentioned community engagement, we will be doing a community survey and meetings and things like that. So really, that'll be an important part to involve everyone. I did notice in the Corvus plan, and which something I liked, is that, sometimes there are things when you do community engagement that come up that don't currently exist, aren't currently facilities that you have, or that or ones that really need to get added. And there's a section in there where he addresses public private partnerships. Just like, for example, there had been people that did a bowling alley in the past. Those types of things. If there were things that came up as really high priority for recreation, it doesn't mean the city has to do everything. Maybe other people will see that there is a strong interest in something and want to move on it. So, it can also spur some other recreational opportunities.
Isn't that what happened with the Juno Field House? Are you familiar with that?
Don't know all the details on that, really.
I mean, I know the city, I think, originally built it and developed it, but then it's managed now and handled, I think, sort of quasi-privately, like they charge and anyway, so it's just an interesting analog for things because it gets a ton of use over there.
Right. Sometimes things, run more efficiently if they're not municipal, so.
I mean, it's just so they could defray the expense, the ongoing. But yeah, I mean, it's used all the time, and we travel over there to use it in the winter. But
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this process. We had started a few years back and like couldn't take it over the finish line with just volunteer effort. Kind of tried and weren't able to. So I'm excited to have some outside help and looking forward to this body's input. We are representatives of the community and I think can help shape the process and the outcome.
Barb, how many volunteers are you looking for today?
Ben's already involved. If we had, two people, that would be great. One, we already have one person that said they would be involved, which is good. But if we had one other one, I think that just because I don't anticipate that, or more, but that everybody will make all the meetings. There just might be some areas where somebody might really be good at the public engagement and outreach to get community input. That might be more where a particular individual is more involved in that piece of the process. But, and there might be people that are good at the negotiation part, that maybe want to be involved early on. So I would say, it'd be nice if we had one other person, but.
I'm pretty excited about that, so I'd be happy to volunteer. Not negotiating, but definitely more public outreach. Play
Great, great. Well, we appreciate any and all involvement from the Parks and Rec Committee. So thank you. Any other questions for me?
Thanks, Barb.
I can turn this on.
Okay, next, we are at persons to be heard for public participation on any item on or off the agenda, not to exceed 3 minutes per individual. We only have one person here, and she's already spoken. So I think that we can safely adjourn our meeting. So for our next meeting, it's
Can I just
Tuesday.
add something?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry I missed the notes being late for the meeting, but I just want to make a comment. Something I've observed, which is pretty exciting, is a lot of young bikers in town. And I don't know if that has anything to do with pump track or bike trails, but I think it's just really nice to see the more facilities we have, the more people are out using being active in our community. And so it's been pretty impressive that we haven't had a great weather spring, and still it seems like every weekend there's a mob of kids down at the bike park and the skate park with bikes. So pretty exciting. Thanks for everything you guys do to help support these things.
Thanks, KK. I hope I didn't jump ahead. Anyone else have any last thoughts before we adjourn? Okay, well, we will meet again June 9th, and we are adjourned.